it's time to talk insurance. Let's talk home insurance. Let's talk content insurance. And on the line to share all that information to answer your questions as well, let's say good morning and welcome to Miss Leanne Herbert and Mr. Alan Hutchinson. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kashi.
Well,
how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I like the energy already that I'm hearing coming through the phone lines. That means that you guys are ready and raring to go.
Definitely. We are ready.
Already.
Thanks for having
it. Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I like the fact that, you know, everyone knows insurance is out there. We hear people talking about insurance, but sometimes I think we are either misinformed or we don't have the information at all. So it's great that Sagicor is clearing things up, providing the information, and clearing up some of the myths as well. So today, we're supposed to be talking home insurance versus content insurance. Which one is for you? So let me just throw this out there now. When insuring my home, like, what value am I supposed to use exactly with that home?
I can definitely cover this one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you would like to cover your property in terms of the building, the best value to go at is usually the replacement value. The value that it would be at basically prior to if you do have an accident or claim. So basically to put you back in the same financial position or the same value that the property would have been at right before the accident. Mm-hmm. And we do always recommend to make sure the property is insured for at least 5% of the replacement cost, just so you have the full coverage available to you as possible. Mm-hmm. So we definitely would recommend the replacement value in terms of insuring the property.
And how do I establish that value?
Sure. There are different ways of doing it. We actually do have a risk assessment team who can actually come to your property and basically give their estimated replacement cost for the property, just for the current thing. We aren't actual specified valuers, but we would give a rough replacement cost just to give the individual an idea of how much they would need to insure that in terms to get to cover the full value of the property. Another possibility, too, is if you do have a land tax bill or receipt, usually there is a replacement value on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something as well you could use for reference, too. So those are two options that are available in terms of coming up with the replacement value. And that, in terms of our risk assessment, it would be free of cost as well. We don't charge any additional fee for that.
All right, that's great. I mean, anything that's free, I think people will appreciate. So you get a chance, even before you get started, you get Sagicor to come out and do that assessment for you. Now, when we are doing the evaluation, what should we include in the sum insured for our properties?
I can take that one. In arriving at a sum insured, you should always make sure that the amount would represent the full replacement cost of the building. So basically, any structure or addition to the structure that can be damaged in the event of a disaster can be included in the sum insured for the building. Mm-hmm. So that would cover stuff like your outbuildings, your walls, your gates, your fences, your driveway, generators, your satellite dish, water tanks. Those kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. That's great. So it's not just the actual main building, but anything
else? No, it's not.
All right. So I build on a tool shed to the back. That can be included in?
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah. You can always cover that. We also make provisions for the removal of debris and professional fees, and that automatically is 10% of your sum insured, but we can increase it based on adequate cover for you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought that up. So your insurance may not necessarily cover the removal of debris or damaged property.
No, it will cover the removal of debris, yeah.
Oh, it will. Okay, great. That's good, because obviously to rebuild, you got to get rid of the old stuff, so it's great that we can get that taken care of. All right, so let's take it back now. So we haven't started to build as yet, but I want to make sure that at every stage, I'm still covered. At what point can I purchase insurance?
Right, I will tackle this one. Basically, once in terms of purchasing or starting the homeowner's comprehensive insurance, once basically the windows and doors are put in the house, the roof is sealed, you know, everything structure is pretty much there. Mm-hmm. Then you can actually start the homeowner's comprehensive insurance. If you are, however, in the stage of building the property, say you're still about to start, you know, building of the property and the contract, we do have a separate insurance for that. If you would like to cover that stage, it's called contractors or risk insurance. Basically, that just poses a different risk because you're still in the building stage. There's just certain risk factors involved. Mm-hmm. But in that case, we do take into account the contract price. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, including cost of the building materials in order to construct the house itself. So basically, the contractor's risk would be in place for that construction period. Mm-hmm. And once it's complete, then you can convert the contractor's risk to the homeowner's insurance.
All right.
After that.
Is that, tell us about that process. Is it automatic or do I have to apply and do that separately? How do I go about doing that? Moving from the contractors to
Sure. Well, basically, the contractors or risk would be a separate policy. Mm. But what we would do there, once the construction is complete, then we would just cancel that existing contractors or risk policy and start a new homeowners comprehensive policy from there. So basically, it would just be in terms of filling out a different proposal form. Mm-hmm. And we'd actually, instead of filling out a contractors or risk, we would fill out the homeowners comprehensive. And then we would just replace the contractor's or risk insurance with the homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
But it's a very seamless transition.
I think, and that's important. I know people are leading their busy lives, so they want to make sure that things are as convenient and seamless as possible. That being said, when we want to start our policies, is there an online portal that we can go to start the process?
Yes, there is an online portal. You can actually find it. We do have our website. It's sagicorgeneral.com.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an application process for if you would like to request a quotation. You can actually go through the website and actually just, they'll just ask you specifics about what you're looking for. So you will just fill in the draw boxes, but it's a very easy procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that's processed in the system, one of our customer call center representatives would get hold of the individual in terms of just giving them more information about the quotation and then how to proceed from there. So there are various ways to get the quotation. You can also give us a call at 431-2800, and we can definitely accommodate you there in terms of giving you an idea of how much the premium would be. Mm-hmm. And then how to proceed from there.
All right. The time is now 21 minutes to 10 o'clock. Inside 30 minutes with the kind compliments of Sagicor General Insurance. Now, we spoke about the gate and the different structures surrounding the house, but that got me thinking about the photovoltaic systems that people add to their homes now. Can these be insured, and are they considered a part of the structure, or would those be counted as contents?
So, yes, we do insure the photovoltaic systems as part of the building, as it is affixed to the building,
mm-hmm.
and it can be insured as a separate cost. And what that means is that figure does not have to be lumped in with the cost of your house. So let's say your house is valued, $300,000, mm-hmm. and the photovoltaic system is valued $50,000, then those figures will be recorded separately on your policy. Because you don't want to disadvantage yourself by including the photovoltaic system in the sum insured for the house, as that would then mean that you were saying your replacement value is now $250,000 as opposed to $300,000.
Okay, so we can go that separately. Nice.
Yeah.
But the process is, you go through the same process in terms of going through making the application and such.
Yes, that will also be added onto the proposal form and identified as the photovoltaic system.
All right. Now, we know that many times the home that you're insuring, you don't necessarily live there. So if it's unoccupied, let's say perhaps it's someone that lives overseas, they spend 6 months over there and 6 months here, or they're renting it, does that affect the insurance rate?
If the home is rented and consequently if it's also unoccupied, full cover will remain in place. However, if the property is unoccupied for more than 40 days, the coverage is going to be limited to fewer exclusions, such as theft or the escape of water. Those aren't going to be included because, you know, essentially no one is on the property. Mm-hmm. But if you can assure us that there is a property manager or someone checking in or maybe a house sitter, then the full coverage will remain unaffected.
Okay. So to ensure that you do get that full coverage, you probably should get that property manager or at least someone to sit in or check in on the property occasionally.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
These are things you should mention to your insurance agent when you are taking out the cover as well.
Yes, you should. We actually have provision on the proposal form that will ask if the property will be unoccupied for more than 40 days. There's also a part that speaks to if the property is rented.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, sticking with the renting, I have someone here saying they rent a 3-bedroom unfurnished house. Now, they have brought in all their furniture, and all the furniture and equipment belong to me. Can I insure them?
Yes, I will answer that one. And the answer is yes. Once you are the owner of the furniture and equipment, you are entitled to actually insure it yourself. Because once they belong to you, you have the insurable interest. So, for instance, since you're renting the actual house, you may not own the house, but you actually own the furniture and equipment. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if the house doesn't belong to you. Once the contents belong to you, then you can definitely insure them yourself.
Would I need the landlord's permission to get the contents insurance?
No, you would not, because basically it's just insuring your personal interest. The landlord wouldn't have any interest in the actual furniture and equipment, only you as the insured. So you wouldn't need permission for that from the landlord, no.
Okay. What can be considered contents? Because I know we mentioned appliances and furniture. What about clothing? Can that be considered contents?
Yeah, most definitely. Clothing will be considered as part of your contents in the home. You know, I'm not sure about anyone else, but for me, I would want to know if, like, should something happen that can replace my clothing. I would.
I thought you were going to say shoes.
Yes. Well, shoes too. Hey, bags. So yes, clothing can be included in your contents, and you can also let us know if you are dedicating a particular amount to the clothing. Because mm-hmm. some persons even go as far as breaking down the values on clothing and shoes and bags. You know, especially the designer brands.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
Well, how then do you calculate what they're worth? Do you use the actual amount that you paid initially, or is there a depreciation value? How do you go about calculating it?
Right, that's a good question. So the contents should be evaluated based on the current replacement value or the purchase price. So it's recommended that you really itemize them under the contents, because it would give us a better idea should you have a claim of the amount that we would be reimbursing the person. We also have a copy of our inventory listing that we use to provide a guide to what items you can attach to your insurance. So it's basically there to help you be able to say, okay, well, let me itemize my clothing, my linens, you know, the items in my laundry room, the items in my kitchen, stuff like that. And, you know, for those persons who may be thinking, oh, well, I don't have that many items in my home, there's no excuse. Mm-hmm. Because we can insure items at a minimum sum insured of $20,000, and that is a minimum premium of $130. That's it. So I think it's a steal of a deal, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, anything is, you don't think about it. I don't think people are really thinking about it that way. Because at the end of the day, do you have all the money in your pocket to replace everything? And even if you
right.
do, why would you want to spend that money when you can just pay a reasonable premium on it and
exactly.
insure your products? All right, we are inside at 30 minutes with the kind compliments of Sagicor General Insurance, Inc. On the line, Ms. Leanne Herbert and Mr. Alan Hutchinson will be back with them with more information from Sagicor. We welcome your questions. You can WhatsApp us 266-4862, and we'll get those answers to you.
June, too soon. July, stand by. August, we must. September, remember. October, soon over. November, all over.
An old mariner's rhyme. In preparation for this hurricane season, Sagicor General reminds you to take all necessary safety precautions to protect yourself, home, car, family, and business. Get the protection you need from Sagicor General. Give us a call at 431-2800 or email us at getcovered@sagicorpgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.
Wise financial thinking for life, indeed. For life, for your life, and for your home as well. Leanne and Alan are here with me this morning answering some questions regarding home insurance and content insurance. One of the questions, when you buy home insurance, is content insurance automatic with that? Hello?
Hi. Yes. Right. If you purchase insurance in terms of the content, that's not something that is specifically automatically added. Basically, it works is there are different sections in terms of what you can be insured for. So basically, you have the choice to either insure the building or the contents, or you can actually insure both as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the kind of process where it gives you a lot of leeway in terms of your decision making. So, for instance, say you would just like to insure building at first, but later on, say like a year or two later, you would like to add content, then you can easily just add the content to the existing policy. You wouldn't need to actually take out a new policy for that.
Okay.
As I said before, a very seamless process in terms of if you want to make additions or changes to the existing homeowner's policy.
Mm-hmm. So just
to add to what Alan said,
mm-hmm.
you know, a homeowner's policy can cover a wide range of items. And under that policy, you can have like your jewelry, your bicycle, iPads, mobile phones for practically everybody,
mm-hmm.
Your prescription eyewear, sunglasses, you know, it's a wide range. And we also do worldwide cover, and that can come under that policy as well. So if you travel and you take your iPad or you wear a pricey piece of jewelry, you know, that is covered.
Wow. Okay. Okay, and that's anywhere you travel, once you have that policy, it's covered.
Once you have the worldwide cover.
Mm-hmm. Would I have to alert you to my travel plans, or is it just automatic?
It will be automatic,
All right, great stuff. Now, you rent an apartment and you have a housekeeper that comes over. If she's injured, will contents cover that?
The contents, yes, basically there's an employer's liability section under our policy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically once, if someone who is hired by you on a personal and domestic basis, just as an example, a gardener, a nanny, a housekeeper, or a maid, then that would definitely be covered. It's only if it was, say the individual was being hired for commercial purposes for your business
mm-hmm.
or anything on a commercial standpoint, but once it's somebody on a personal level, then that would be covered. Yes, definitely so.
All right, that's wonderful. Okay, now we've seen, unfortunately, I think I just see this too often, where cars, buses, trucks, anything, they seem to have this attraction to homes, and.
Unfortunately,
it's very unfortunate. I don't know. I don't know if it's the way that our roads are built, if it's carelessness, but whatever the case may be, cars do run into houses. And we do have a situation where we do have a high number of uninsured cars out there. Now, if an uninsured driver hits my house, ram into the house, take out the whole front house, will my home insurance cover that?
The answer to that is yes. It would cover the damage that the driver would cause to your property.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, it wouldn't matter if he's insured or uninsured. But if he does drive into your property, even like, say, your wall or the actual building itself, then it would be covered under our homeowner's policy.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to mention, too, along with uninsured drivers, is any aircraft damage, say, any aircraft equipment falls and damages your property, that is covered as well. And say, for instance, this is kind of out there, but it does happen to, say, an animal, such as a cow or something, you know, a cow would ram into your house
mm-hmm.
and damage your front wall or any part of the building itself, and that would be covered as well.
Wow. You say it's really out there, but
it does happen though.
We see the videos online. I haven't seen it in Barbados. I'm not calling for a cow to go into a boy house, but
anything is possible. So
indeed.
To assure listeners that would definitely be covered if that were ever to happen.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking for all eventualities, and I think
you want to
tick all the boxes. You want to make sure that you are covered for any eventuality. So let's say that lightning struck the power line and caused a surge. And this is not so far-fetched because we do have these power surges. So let's say there was that power surge and it damaged some of my electrical equipment that I really can't live without. Will my home insurance cover that?
Yes, it will, because lightning was the initial cause that started the chain of events that led to the damage, then if the items are insured under your contents policy, you will be covered.
All right. Let's keep it going. What about grass fires? Grass fires that got out of hand. We know that sometimes these are acts of nature. Sometimes they are malicious acts. Would that make a difference? And how so? And will I be covered?
The answer to that too as well is yes. Basically, once it is a grass fire and the fire was the proximate and initial cause of the damage, then it would be covered as well. The only exclusion really, as you mentioned before, if it was arson, say the fire was caused by arson, then that would be it in terms of coverage. Mm-hmm. But once it is the initial cause of the actual damage to property, and it's not and arson is ruled out as well, then it definitely would be covered, yeah.
All righty. Something here from someone in Canada. Nice sunny Canada right now, and they're from I live in Canada, but spend my winters in Barbados in my home. Will my home insurance cover me for the months when I'm in Canada if a hurricane strikes?
The answer for that, too, is yes. Basically, even if you are living in Canada, but the house is insured in Barbados, it will still be covered. An occupancy would not affect the cover on hurricanes. And it is also important, say the individual is in Canada, but they're renting the property to somebody. It's still always good, as Leanne would have mentioned before, to have somebody, say a property manager or a tenant or even a friend, just to check up on the property on a regular basis. But even though the individual would be still in Canada, she would still have her property covered for hurricane strikes. That's if it were to happen.
That's great. And as more and more people purchase homes in Barbados, I know that's something that they want to hear. They want to ensure that their properties are properly insured. And when they come back, they are covered in case of any eventuality. Now, let's talk risk assessment. Is a risk assessment a part of the home insurance process, or you could just apply and get?
Well, while we are not qualified appraisers, as Alan mentioned before, we do offer a service where we conduct an inspection of the property to guide you in determining the replacement value. We do not always answer the risk assessment up front, but in some cases it is mandatory, and that would depend on your location, and location would be like the land slippage areas, and also on the type of risk, which would be the condition of the property.
All right. What about if I have a wooden structure versus a wall structure? Would that call for a mandatory risk assessment?
Again, you may have a timber structure that is very sound. So sometimes what people do, they would submit photos of their home. And if we can take a look at the photos and determine, if the property looks to be in a good condition, then we will go ahead and issue the insurance up front, and then we'd ask our risk assessors to go and do their inspection after. But it's really important though, so that you have a guide as to what your replacement value would be.
All right, that's great. Now, I know we mentioned about the removal of debris and other such like after a storm or a hurricane, but let's talk about trees, because obviously we want to have the trees around our homes, but sometimes the hurricane decides that they want to do something about it and take the trees from us. If the trees are blown down, would my insurance pay to have them removed from the yard?
Right. Well, basically that is a bit different, because if it is the case where the trees were blown down and it actually damaged your insured property or building, mm-hmm. Then the removal of the trees would be covered. But if it is the case where the trees were just blown down but they didn't damage any insured property, then generally in that case, it would not be covered. So it's only the case where, you know, the trees were actually damaging the property itself that was insured, mm-hmm. And a claim was made against it, then in that case, yes, the removal of the trees would be covered.
Ah, okay. So if they're blown down and no damage is caused to the property, then that'll be at me. I got to get rid of it. But if it does damage the property, then my insurance will cover that.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Absolutely amazing. Now, I know this is a time, and I guess you can tell me, where more people may just suddenly get that epiphany and say, ooh, hurricane season, I need to get insurance. Do you find that more people try to contact you at this time of year for insurance?
Most definitely. You want to take it, Alan? Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just, as Leanne said, we do tend to get more calls closer to this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's just normal and logical, because, you know, as a homeowner, you have a lot more concerns at this time of year. You know, hurricane seasons are getting more and more extreme, it seems, as the year goes on. So mm-hmm. it's always best to make sure you have your property as covered as insured as possible, just to give you more, say, you know, ease of mind mm-hmm. in case anything were to happen. Because as Leanne would have said before, the full comprehensive insurance would cover, you know, hurricane damage as well as fire, lightning, anything like that. So it is definitely around this time of year we would see more of that coming in. It is expected, and it's a very good decision to make. Mm-hmm. So yes, that is a very normal thing to get. Usually around this time of year.
All right. A first-time insurer, and they're really looking to get that coverage on their home. Is there a particular type? What would you say to them that say this is the first time? Because they're hearing, obviously, from all the different corners about insurance and don't bother with it, you don't need it, or maybe you should try to underinsure it. What do you say to those, especially I want you to speak to the first-time insurers. How should they go about handling insurance? I'm going to let Leanne take this one.
Well, the initial stage, I think you need to really know what it is you want, what cover you need, what items it is you're insuring. If you're not only insuring the house, get all your particulars together so that we know you want to insure your mobile devices and all those kind of things that go along with that. But the process is pretty easy. You come into Sagicor, we will give you the proposal form to fill out. We will give you a contents inventory if need be. And that's really it. It's very, very simple.
All right. And I like that. Simple, easy to do. Well, I want to thank you both. I think we've enlightened the listeners. They're really better informed now with regards to home and content insurance. Anything that you want to add before we wrap things up?
Well, basically, as Leanne said, you know, if anybody is ever interested, feel free to contact us at any time. Our direct number is 431-2800. And you can always fill in a quote online as well at sagicorgeneral.com, basically putting in the basics of what you're looking for. And also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. So we look forward to hearing from you all, and, you know, all the best in the future as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Leanne Herbert and Mr. Alan Hutchinson from Sagicor General Insurance. Thank you for sharing that information. And I wish you all a terrific Thursday, and to everyone at Sagicor as well. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having us, Kashi. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You too as well.
All right, bye-bye.